The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025.
Does it feel like a lot later than Wednesday?
I don't know anymore. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, really.
I mean, it's seems like yesterday was Saturday, kind of. It's weird.
Oh, boy.
It's weird. I mean, am I always ready for the weekend? Yeah. Yeah, I am.
This is not even the longest month. You know, August is... That's the one you're looking forward to.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's only Wednesday, but I'm kind of thinking about Friday at 5 p.m. I'm sorry, your mic wasn't high. I couldn't hear you.
Hang on. It plays in the same channel.
Oh, does it? Yeah. Damn Pantera. Hey, I ain't listening no more. You just damn Pantera, dude.
You don't improv good anymore.
You damning Pantera's my GD, okay?
How dare you?
I don't like it.
Damn Pantera, you ready?
I'm always ready for the weekend.
Mm.
Sometimes I dread it.
Hey, Billy.
I want Lainey Wilson to write the song.
I'm always ready for the weekend.
I'm always ready for the weekend. My boss man said, can you work on Saturday? I said, no, boss man. I'm ready for the weekend.
Kick
with my big old ass.
With my big ass. It's not as big as it was.
No, it's not. No.
Kick my boots off, hang out in the house.
She's one of those people, too, that at this point, her not wearing bell bottoms is like me not wearing a hat. It just doesn't look
right.
She'd
be naked. Yeah.
She's like, hey, you have on regular pants? That's not you. You're not real Lainey Wilson. Why? Because you'd be in the truck still. You wouldn't be right here right now. You'd be waiting in the truck.
Never left the truck. Look. It's me, y'all. I swear to God, it's me.
It's me.
It's me. Hey, it's me.
I want Carrie Underwood, or maybe Lainey herself, to come back with another song. And I know I revisit that song, but it's just so funny to me. Wait in the truck with Hardy. But, like, you know, like the chicks, they're probably pissed off about that song. Like, you know what, girl? Yeah. You didn't need him to go in there and do that. You should have told him, listen, buddy. But you wait in your truck and just let me borrow your gun.
Say you're the guy in the house, the abuser in question.
Right.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You see Hardy coming in there, you're like, ah, this is...
I can't tell if that guy's fat or not. he doesn't look fat, but he's kind of like, I don't know, I can't get a good read on this guy. I can't tell if I can take him yet or not. I should go get my gun.
Well, I was thinking, like, you're going to think, oh, I can make quick work of this guy, right?
Yeah.
I'll take his Ed Hardy shirt off.
Who's that, Uncle Cracker? Who is that?
Uncle Cracker. The fat guy with Spy. Well, he might not be fat anymore.
Or maybe she was like ripping some farts on the way to Dude's house. And he's like, God bless. Wait in the truck.
That's why I told her to wait in the truck.
You freaking stink.
She farts a lot.
That big old rear end of yours.
I squeezed a couple out. Had the windows up.
He would be farty.
She'd have a big air bubble in those bell bottoms. Have to squeeze out through the bottom.
God, those have to be a pain in the butt to wear. Where they're like skin tight from the knees up, but everything from the knees down is kind of just blowed out.
You can't wear them as a guy. You shouldn't.
No. Like, remember, was it WrestleMania, The Rock wore something like that? Oh, man, no. He's trying to, like, I'm cutting edge.
I guess the Ultimate Warrior kind of essentially did with the little foot tassels.
Well.
Pom-pom looking things.
Well, I mean, you go that route, then Rock and Roll Express started that of wearing accessories on your legs as men.
Then the Rockers took it over with bandanas for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, I just now listened to, like, that was a good little line.
What? Thought he's an angel.
Forgot it. Yeah,
angels don't do what he did.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh, that's good.
He was a demon in disguise.
What if he tells her to wait in the truck because he's gonna go in that house
and garage bike him?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's gonna break him off some.
You hit her in the face. I'm gonna hit you in the face with my ding-a-ling.
That's the second part.
Boom, boom, boom.
I got out of the truck with a bottle of lotion and a rubber in my pocket.
It had just rained. The leaves were damp. I went. Oh, man, I messed up my part. Hold on. Let me think of what I was going to say. I'm listening to the real song, and it's kind of. I wonder if you're a songwriter, if you have to turn all music off in the room. Because you're like, damn it. I just realized I just wrote Hotel California. Damn it.
I think so, because you don't write the music, right? Like, maybe somebody else does that.
Yeah.
So you're just writing the lyrics.
Yeah.
Well, so do you hear the music?
Get with your guitar player and you get it all together.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to do that. I'm like, hey, you go do yours.
He didn't have tattoos on his face, but he did after I went inside. Mushroom stamp. Yeah, I know I did.
Well, I thought you went in with a gun. You're going to give him like free work.
Oh, no.
Well, you had a tramp stamp. It was a bullseye.
You know, you should never do that. Like, go with the gun and say, you know what? I'm not gonna shoot this person. I'm just going to beat him with the gun. You shouldn't even do that. You should just shoot them.
Yeah,
like,
you
might as well. That's meaner almost if you beat them with the gun. I think just shoot them. I'm serious.
What if you set them on fire first, then started shooting them? Well, like, hang on.
Could you? What? Could you set him on fire and then shoot it out if you didn't want to piss him out?
What an a-hole, man!
I want the Calvin and Hobbes character like shooting the Ford logo instead of just urinating on it.
God dang it! God, I want to write a song now—a dirty country song. Maybe that's how, like, the Luke Combs, they all get going, like, get the juices flowing. Like, let me write something dirty real quick, and I'll form a song from it. Like, Waiting in the Truck could have been the beginning of anything, you know? Go Behind the House, Waiting in the Truck. You know, Who Wants to F? Something.
What if he's little Jimmy Johnson, all grown up? Or Tony Thompson, or whoever it was.
Tony Thompson.
And he's like, there's this girl going to mess it up again. You wait in the truck. His dad's like, no, let her go in there with you. Oh. Take anyone else, Dad. I don't want her to go in there. Wait in the truck.
Wait in the truck could have been a prequel to Don't Take the Girl, because the boys are waiting in the truck and the dad takes the girl down to the pond.
Damn it. That's it. Yeah. That's
now
it.
That's
and they're
awful.
Going back. He's, oh, dude, seriously. He's like, but down the road, he sees the girl, you know, Dad does.
Yep.
And he's like, you ain't got to say nothing. You just tell me where this son of a bitch is at. She leads him right back to little Timmy Thompson's house. He had whipped her ass for going fishing.
And then he does the same thing to him that he allegedly did to her when she was real young.
Yeah. See?
He's a predator.
There's depth into that. I've never understood why musicians... Other than their fans would, you know, gripe and complain and all this stuff, but like write sequels to songs. It would be like a continual kind of thing. Like part of the allure, I suppose, of Taylor Swift is, let's see where her head's at about men on this album. Does she like them again? Does she hate them again? Who's the enemy now? Her best friend or her ex-boyfriend?
It's true. She hasn't written an ex-boyfriend song in a long time.
Like, I won't. Why didn't we ever have side splitting jeans instead of tight fitting? Like tight fitting jeans, but later on he got a little tubby. Anybody would laugh so hard at the old VFW, he'd split his pants.
He's got some ass.
Side splitting jeans.
What if Johnny's daddy taking somebody fishing was like the, you know, the Yellowstone equivalent of taking somebody to the train station?
Oh my God. Talking about the
couple to the head,
parking the beef bus in Beef Town.
Talk about killing people.
Wow, how you went separate directions on that.
Nobody. That's why nobody wants to. He said, "Don't take the girl." He's gonna kill her.
He's gonna make her wait in the truck, but the truck's on and it's in the garage and the door's closed.
Oh gosh.
Wait a minute. She's so stupid, he just talked her into it.
I gotta run in here and get something. You wait in the truck.
Let me
why are you pulling the garage door now? You wait in the truck.
Why you got duct tape on the dump pipe?
Why ain't got a zip tie around my wrists? I'm sleepy all of a sudden. Are you tired?
The way in the truck should have been Nell and Hardy, not Lainey Wilson.
I said the truck. There's all kind of good songs they could have Just it's episodic songs. That would have been so much fun. I can't think of any others off the top of my head now.
There wasn't Nail naked in the movie. There wasn't really a nude scene where you saw a Nail naked. It's been so long since I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't. I know I've seen Jodie Foster naked in a movie, but I don't know if it was that one.
So what
I hope it wasn't that one.
Well, she's in the truck wearing her underwear on her head, and like he's about to light it on fire.
Why is it so hot in here?
What if it turns out that she was on what's the drug everyone loves now?
Oh.
They don't realize they love it. What?
Ecstasy?
No.
Fentanyl?
Fentanyl, yeah.
They don't love that.
Everybody, you see somebody now like out of their mind on the side of the road, they're on fentanyl. On fentanyl. And they never, it's always the trendy drug. But what if he saw her walking down the street and she was bloody and, you know, all this stuff, but it was because she was on some kind of drug and she just kept walking out into traffic.
Oh, God. Yeah, like Hubba Hubba used to.
Yeah.
But she wasn't on drugs. She was just, you know, a little off.
She was, yeah. I still don't know the story about that. What's real and what's not. I think it's urban legend. She was really, she lived in a mansion and just pretended to be homeless. There was this lady in Greenville. Yeah. And it was, she primarily around the Berea area, West Greenville, I guess.
And she was a white lady, I believe.
And everyone called her Hubba Hubba. Everyone knew her name was Hubba Hubba. No one knew why her name was Hubba Hubba. I used to know her real name, and I can't remember it now. But
was it Brenda, maybe?
No. I think I'd know if it was one of my aunt's name. That would have stuck with me.
If it was, might have been Lainey.
But what is Hubba Hubba was Lainey Wilson's grandma. I told you to wait in the truck.
So, my granny was a dummy.
And it's, you know, shoot. Her name just popped. Oh, man, I see her name and I can't pronounce it. Isn't that weird? You get in those little moments of like, I see it.
It's, are you talking about a singer?
Tongue. No, Hubba Hubba.
Oh, yeah, Hubba. Another local legend.
She would just walk the streets and you'd blow the horn at her and she'd flip you off. Like, it was just, and it was never like, I want to rile this woman up. It's kind of her way of waving, hey. And she'd just flip you off. Francis, that was her name.
Yes, Francis.
Yep. Francis was her first name. I don't remember the last name. But it's a, you know, pre-internet legends and stuff was like, she was really an eccentric millionaire. And, you know, she lived in a big, glorious, probably antebellum mansion. But she just lived the life of a woman of the streets.
Oh, man.
Not a streetwalker, but, you know.
She passed away in 2012.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, Hubba.
The fact that made, you know, local news. Frances Patterson was her name.
Yeah.
Natural causes.
Yeah, it's always a treat when you're leaving the Kmart in Berea to see Hubba Hubba. I never saw her talking to anyone like buying drugs or like, she was just a, you know, you'd call him a bohemian type now.
The article says, she was known for walking and collecting cans along Cedar Lane Road.
Yeah.
She often greeted drivers with hand gestures and rocks.
Oh, she would throw rocks for sure. Yeah. She was almost like, what was the character in Andy Griffith's show that threw rocks and broke everybody's windows? I can't remember.
That was Ernest T, right?
Ernest T. Bass, yeah. That's right.
Is he the one that went to jail all the time?
That was Otis. He let himself in.
Otis.
Yeah, he was a drunk.
Do you want to guess how old she was when she passed away?
75.
88.
Damn.
88 years old. You can really tell by looking at her because I feel like she always looked the same.
She always looked like... And I say this with admiration. She always looked like the guy that was on the cover of Redman, chewing tobacco. She favored him very much so, especially when she'd wear pigtails. She looked like a very old, burned Willie Nelson is what she looked like.
God, this is...
Very attractive woman.
This is the ticket... Well, not so much anymore. Like, Hubba Hubba now would not... You couldn't... Like,
Hubba Hubba would be on TikTok now. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Somebody would have got to her.
I feel like it wouldn't be a character, really. It would just...
It would be the new, hey, old Terry, things going on.
Hi, how's it going?
Double birds from Hubba Hubba.
She was like she was a word-of-mouth character. Like, those don't exist anymore.
Yeah, there used to be another one on Wade Hampton that would literally march up and down Wade Hampton Boulevard in front of Bob Jones. And he was this old dude, and he'd have on a suit, and he'd have all these, look like military pins, but they would like go up and down both sides of his jacket, and he would be carrying some kind of protest sign. But it you know, wasn't like he was out there throwing stuff or whatever, but it was just every day for like 20 years, this old man was just holding some sign about Bob Jones. It's a local, it's not even Christian college. I don't know what you call it. It's a private school.
That's what I you mean, call you it should, now. I mean, people everywhere should know that school.
Yeah, I mean, used to. And now it's...
usually plays a role in every presidential election.
Somehow. Somehow. And every time you go downtown Greenville, you give them a dollar.
So my dad would tell me about Hubba Hubba. Because, you know, he'd work in Greenville, but, you know, I didn't live in Greenville.
I passed her walking.
But he enjoyed, like, people riled her up on purpose. Like, he was one of those.
Yeah. He'd blow the horn at her just for her to flip you off.
They'd be doing it back, too.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Yeah, I know. I wonder what her family thought about that.
Like, she had family, too. I do remember that. Like, that was like, well, what's the estrangement there? Like, she seems so awesome.
Eccentric.
Well, she broke all her windows in her house and flipped off all her neighbors, so we asked her not to come back.
Oh.
She, what do you think was wrong? Just like maybe a little mental illness or?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Or she just like.
It was in the time when we just diagnosed people as, you know, a little off or slow or whatever you'd say.
She kind of looked like Leprechaun a little
bit. She was tanned. She was just completely sun damaged.
She's kind of like the Crypt Keeper a little bit. Not as bad.
We miss you. We miss you.
If you want a visual, like a Crypt Keeper in a sweater. Walking up and down, throwing rocks.
Do you think of the Crypt Keeper with any kind of... do you think of the Crypt Keeper with any kind of like nationality or ethnicity or anything? Like, does it strike you as that, or you just think, oh, that's an American Crypt Keeper?
Nah, not really. I'd have to ask Bojangles what he thinks about it. Jesus. What do you think about the Crypt Keeper?
I thought about that for some reason yesterday. I was like, next time he calls, I should apologize to him. Because I get, you know, when you only hear, like I had a great piece of audio that I was going to put on Best Damn Audio today. But it's literally one of those where I knew what it was, but I would sit there and I'd listen to it with my eyes closed, trying to like picture what you would be hearing. And I'm like, it's not going to transfer right. Like, it would not make sense. I would have to tell you so much about what's in this video for it then. And I'd almost have to be in the truck with you, with me and you and Lainey. It'd be in there and say, no, what you don't understand is this is what's happening. And that's why that was funny then. So it doesn't all translate.
That's gonna be the second part. Somebody else gets in the truck. The song's called Riding Bitch in the Truck.
Riding Bitch in the Truck.
Riding Bitch up front. Then of course it would be her because she's in the middle. She's the smallest. Because, you know, he picked up a dude, a hitchhiker. So she's sitting in between both.
He can't. He feels like he's like some kind of peacekeeper type where if anybody that's hitchhiking, he has to pick them up.
Oh, and wow. He picks...
Because how did Michael Landon... when he was an angel on earth, how'd he get around? Hitchhiked.
Yeah, my way to heaven. Victor French would pick him up in his ace hat.
Yeah.
What if he is a hobo? Hardy picks him up. He don't know what's going on over here. She has a song called Giving Hobo Handies. That's part two. Then he says, get out of the truck. That's the third song, and he kills the hobo and her.
What if?
It's a whole album.
It's actually already a sequel. The first one was about him trying to get this hooker Trixie out of his truck. Because she got in without his permission.
That hooker.
Wasn't your name Trixie in that movie?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I want to come back as Dixie.
Your place or mine.
Trixie and Dixie.
Sister Trixie.
Well, if you're going to be a hooker, you should be Lixie. Yeah.
Well, then there's
it's
a song
my
called...
decision. I'm not the writer.
Lixie.
Lixie.
Let's Go to Bed is the other song, but it's the bed of the truck. They go back there to hook up, and he tells Lainey, don't look in the rearview mirror.
You ever done it in the bed of a truck?
No.
Man.
Why, that wouldn't be very comfortable.
No. You would have to, like, have some kind of, like, almost like a side-by-side suspension on it to get a good rock and flow to it. And otherwise, it's like...
I used to love it in California. Like, we would ride to the bed in the truck and all the way to the beach. So stupid.
In the back?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Those,
Those are the good old days, man. That's the only way you went to the jockey line.
I'll never forget. Four-wheel drive Toyota truck. We all got. I wasn't in the back, but people were in the back.
Waiting in the truck. Okay, so. Best damn audio today. I'm trying to figure out which one I can tease with to give you a good.
It's a lot. There's a lot of best damn audio. It's really hard to pick.
There's one that. Okay, here's the one I'll go with. If you listen to rock music, you love this guy. And I'm not talking about Ozzy. We'll talk about that. But if you love rock music, you love this guy and never thought that this guy would perform this song in concert. Boy, talk about catching the crowd off guard.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's good.
I got a guy who saw his dad do something in the kitchen with an egg that he's never seen before.
He birthed it.
And he was amazed.
It's like me. He's ever, well, sit on it and see if we can make a chicken out of it.
Call him Lone Star because he was amazed.
Remember that damn song?
I'm amazed by you. Ooh. Who's that hole? All right. That'll be coming up a little after 8 o'clock. Paige, I got a good idea what you talking about.
Whoa, who's that hole? Well, we got to talk about this band that played at the Bilo Center on Sunday, August 8th, 1999. Who opened up for that band? Drain SDH. It's an all-girl band. Then there was Godsmack. And this band made history in Greenville. We'll talk about that next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Damn, I can't remember back that far.
1999.
A lot of... Was that when it opened? When it opened, there was a lot of shows for the first year.
I think the first show was Janet Jackson or Pearl Jam. One of the two.
With Usher. And I think Aerosmith was like a week later.
Yeah. It was real big. And now we get like D.L. Hughley's comedy troupe or some kind of stuff.
All right.
Corey Hawkins.
We're going to talk about the Prince of Darkness next. Good morning, everybody.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. I'm Paige, and we begin with the honoring of Ozzy Osbourne. And Sunday, August 8th, 1999, at 7 o'clock, there was a concert that made history here in Greenville, South Carolina, with Drain, SDH, Godsmack, and Black Sabbath headlining at the new Bilo Center.
What was the history-making part of it, though?
Well, the Bilo Center is new.
Yeah.
And the history-making thing is there were so many protests because nobody wanted Black Sabbath to play on a Sunday night in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And there was a debate held at our radio station with Ozzy and a preacher here about performing on a Sunday in Greenville.
What if that preacher was really one of Ozzy's roadies and they do that in every town they go to? You pretend to be the roadie this week.
Was that really what it was over? I couldn't remember. Over playing on a Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, you got to think, dude, that was pre being able to buy beer on Sundays. That was pre-lottery. I mean, that was... You know what? I was thinking, if we didn't ever build the Bonscore Wellness Arena, that bridge downtown, allow drinking on Sundays and gambling... I don't think Greenville would be so full as it is right now.
It would suck, though, the other way.
It would suck. That's why we go on vacations, right? So we can go gamble and you know, do all that stuff.
Go on a coolcation.
And weeks prior to that, there was somebody who was always Bob Inglis. And there was people always here protesting that show on a Sunday night.
God, your memory is excellent because I couldn't remember when it was over.
Well, yeah, I remembered that it was over. Oh, what it was over, yeah. It was a wild kind of thing. But that you got to think too. Like, was that preacher just trying to, you know,
get a little pub?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, you got to think. Like, don't know.
Maybe a little bit of an opportunist. I mean, it's not a bad thing. Look, you reach out. And
nowadays, most churches don't even have church on Sunday nights. Like,
you got
why not go play at the Bond School Wellness Arena?
You got multiple services. You know, your preacher more than likely is a social media budding star.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some followers.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, you know, a name like Godsmack and, you know, the whole thing.
But you know what, though? Like, if anybody ever looked into that, like, the reason they named that band
right.
was actually kind of a cool thing.
Kind of like gobsmacked when you're...
I love gobsmacked.
Didn't he say that, like, God smacked them with talent? Like, isn't that what Sully said one time? Like, they were gobsmacked with talent. Like, you were... like the hand of God came down and touched them, or yeah, I don't know. I'm not saying that they're being religious in any way, but I didn't. I mean, people make mountains out of molehills. Everybody has the levels of being, you know, offended.
I think Scott Stapp was watching Rocky when it came up with Creed. I'm like, oh,
is that what it was?
Well, the first name was a boxing black guy. They're like, we can't use that as a band name.
No, it wasn't the right time for that.
Incredible.
We'll go with Creed. I think that's real about Godsmack, though. I remember hearing something similar somewhere.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper had a show last night. You want a clip from Alice? Because he talked about it.
I talked about Ozzy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This for Oz tonight.
Ozzy on three. One, two, three. Ozzy!
Well, we all know that time is going to take us rockers. But when the Giants fall, it's really hard to accept, even though, you know, everybody saw it coming with Ozzy. Took our breath away when it happened. So Ozzy and family, your music and your legend, the humor, all that you brought to the rock business will live on forever, and we're going to miss you, man.
Yeah, so it was announced Ozzy Osbourne died yesterday morning, surrounded by his family at the age of 76. So there's no word on the cause of death, and Ozzy had just been on stage a couple weeks ago with that show Back to the Beginning. But that is that whole concert, 100 minutes of it is going to be in theaters next year. They're going to produce a movie.
Yeah, that was a whole day event. Tons of bands.
Mm-hmm.
You think Alice Cooper's on that level? I'm trying to think of who all's left.
I
don't know his lore.
Grand
like
scheme
other
of things, I don't think he's on the Ozzy level. I mean, I just don't. I mean, he's great. My dad got to meet him, and that was one of my favorite things I could through this job make happen. My dad wanted to meet Alice Cooper, and he got to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
But
I never knew him by the character, because when I was familiar with who he was, it was from Wayne's World, and he wasn't like the scary type of. You know.
I mean, what a performer.
Yeah, good golfer too. Scratch golfer.
Ozzy and Alice Cooper.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about Ozzy's golfing, but Cooper for sure. And I heard he's very approachable, Alice Cooper. I just didn't know how big that lake. Obviously, it's not as big as Ozzy's, but.
No. No.
Like, whose was?
I feel like we should, like, maybe after sports, do like a little Ozzy thing. Because I'd love to talk to some people that were at that show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure some of you listening, I saw you texting in saying you were. My daughter actually got in on the action, and she actually told me. I was like, oh, you getting in on the thing of telling when people die, you know. It's usually something young kids don't really get into.
No.
You know.
Yeah.
She's like, did you hear about Ozzy? And I'm like, well, I can tell by the way your tone that he must be dead.
So who's going to be the third? Unfortunately, you have to say it that way, because you had Malcolm Jamal and Ozzy and... Comes in
I told a guy on social, or I think it's on Instagram, he said that. He's like, well, it was Malcolm. Like, almost like it was Malcolm X. Malcolm and now Ozzy. Who's going to be the third? And I was like, we're sitting here manifesting it. We're all sitting here like, all right, who's old? We looking around the room, and there was nothing in there for you to look at. But you're like, who? You're looking around the universe of the ether saying, who else is old and going to die?
Death pools are still very popular as far as like gambling wise.
Yeah, but
a little morbid.
Let's say this only gonna happen in twos this time.
Hopefully.
We're not looking for a third. And no one got my joke on Instagram, I don't feel like. It wasn't a joke. It's just kind of a different way of, instead of just putting up a picture of Ozzy and saying, you know, whatever, I put up a picture of him eating a bat. And
you like to poke fun at that too.
And I played this in the background.
On the wings of love in a bird.
See, not only is this song called The Wings of Love and he's eating a bat in the thing, but it's by Jeffrey Osborne. No relation.
Nope.
No relation.
As soon as you hear that song, you just want to sing it. It kind of takes you out of the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people just didn't really get it there.
Very sad.
1,700 views on it and
that's pretty good.
100 likes. Whatever. Ozzy appreciated it and his family.
It's going to be hard to follow up, Ozzy. He had three kids or four. I know he had at least three.
Oh, no. He had five.
Five?
Might be four.
I know he had adult kids that did not want to be on the show.
Miney Mo.
Joan? Was Joan in there?
No.
He had two marriages.
Super Dave was in there. I think it was
there a guy from like Australia called Ozzy Osbourne?
That's a character. Oh my God.
Ozzy Osbourne.
That'd be awesome.
I can't do an Australian accent or an Australian in general. I don't have a passport.
Do your drink water.
All right.
Interesting.
Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, what is up in sports? Any Ozzy correlations?
Nah, this could be hard to follow. So we got a bunch of good this day in sports history, but also the memorabilia market. This is worth talking about. Because if you have an autograph you've been sitting on, you're like, I'm going to make a little money off this. You might want to think twice.
Oh, boy.
Think again.
Blooded. We'll tell you who flooded it and why.
Oh, man. Who flooded the market?
The market has been flooded.
Probably Tony Sharpie.
Wow. And I've never heard of this, how they did it.
Okay.
I didn't know you could do it this way, but I guess it makes sense.
You did not know that you could fake memorabilia this way?
I did not know.
Oh.
It seems very complicated.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the man who did it took his own life.
God.
But we'll tell you what he did. That's how bad it got.
Is it a famous, like,
He ran an auction house, they say, was pretty big. Obviously, it's not going to be like a Golden or anything like that.
Okay, I thought it was going to be Ken Golden.
No, not Ken. He's in too good of a shape.
I'd like to buy a skeleton.
He likes to make sure you see his arms in his videos. Too much of your body in these autograph videos, dude.
And his arms are, like, longer than his legs. It's weird looking.
You spelled your last name wrong.
Yarms.
Yeah, he wants to Yarms. Do that. He shortened it when he came to this country. All right, we will get into sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hello, The Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all these crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
What about that?
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. On this day in sports history. Way back in 1962.
God almighty.
Way back there, 63 years ago, this gentleman was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He broke the color barrier.
Jackie
Robinson, the greatest athlete that ever lived. I don't know how you can argue that. He really was. I mean, baseball wasn't even his favorite or his best sport.
Track, football,
yep.
Basketball.
Who do you play college for?
UCLA.
He's a Bruin. Or burnt.
Who signed him? Who really went, I mean, yeah, he's the guy, but, like, who's the guy who went against all the other owners and says, screw it, the guy's great?
OBR.
Branch Rickey. What a name. Back in my day, Rickey was the first name. Back then, it was the last name. Can you imagine if there was somebody named Rickey? I saw Pretty Rickey in concert one time.
You did?
Yeah. I hate to say it, but, yeah, I was there.
It's been 29 years in 1996 since Carrie Strug. Remember that? She got carried off by Bella Caroli.
Yeah.
Because she tore ligaments in her left ankle. But she won the gold in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Lilana.
I remember my big, the one that I thought was cute or whatever was Dominique Mocianu.
Oh.
Well, was she Croatian or Romanian?
Name. I don't know.
Pretty name.
Yeah, we wouldn't have worked out, my accent and hers, but...
Why?
Well, I mean, I don't know. None of those girls really developed. Although now they have big butts, gymnasts. Back then, though, they had, nothing. They had no...
Something happens with their hormones with all that training where they don't have a period ever.
Yeah.
But they get like one big one later in life, I guess.
I know. It's like carry.
Just one.
So how that works, yeah. It builds up into like a big one?
Yeah. Is that what happened to Carrie at her prom?
I know.
I think I should be a snooch doctor for sure.
Yeah, for real.
You would be a terrible snooch doctor.
Like, hey, you know, it's odd. Like, I can't diagnose any problems 2 inches down. You have to see a separate doctor for that.
I have to go to that next week. I'll remember that.
Butthole doctor?
or the
gynecologist.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah.
You go to a girl to colleges because the guy's not going to know anything about it.
I went to a guy gynecologist and he was commenting on my bathing suit.
Oh, was he?
Why'd you wear a bathing suit at the doctor's?
No, he's like, you have some interesting tan lines, and I was like, you need to focus.
Be professional. Does he ever walk into the exam room going?
No.
He's licking his fingers like he just ate ribs.
Does he ever talk to it like it's a separate person?
No.
Mama being good to you?
After that.
How are we doing down
here?
Come
back to sports. Never mind.
It's a nice mustache you got. Does he ever mime, like, make voices?
He's not a ventriloquist, is he? Sit there, make it talk back to him.
No, he never flapped it together.
Man, we had a time. This guy, he flooded the market with a ton of Kobe fake autographs. He had auto pins and fake stickers from the big certification houses. It took his own life because he was getting investigated. So, the Kobe's he put after Kobe died were 80,000 items.
Good
out there.
Lord.
Estimated $350 million in sales.
Mm-mm-mm.
All fake, but back to Paige's Newman.
Back to the flapper girl.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.